you can reach over the barriers and touch a lot of the stuff, like the different, they have like mannequins with the costumes of different characters on, so quite a few of them you can reach over and feel, have a feel of the textures and things, and things like different textures of, oh, it sounds a bit silly now, but like the different walls they had in different sets and things, and like we could reach over and touch the fly, Hagrid's. Well, they had like, they have, because they have two versions of Hagrid's motorbike, one that was like bigger so that Hagrid, the actor playing Hagrid, can't remember his name at this precise moment in time, but him, that awesome guy, looked bigger next to it. And wait, no, so a real size one and then a smaller one so that he would look smaller next to it. Yeah, that's the way. So one of them was like behind a barrier and like spinning around, so we got to touch them and touch that one, and then the other one we could actually sit in and have a picture taken in. So there's a lot of stuff. I mean, I can appreciate it's pretty visual with all the stuff in the glass cabinets. A lot of the sets you actually can't get into because of the barriers. But me personally, I mean, it would have been amazing if we could had been able to do that. But a lot, I appreciate a lot of the atmosphere, and our particular tour guide's description of stuff, I felt like it was okay, it wasn't exactly the same as experiencing it yourself, but he was so good at describing and making you feel like you knew exactly what it looked like. You could picture it, you know, exactly in your head. So I would recommend anyone to go, VI, partially sighted, blind or not, whatever. I think it's an amazing experience if you are a hardcore nerd like myself. So yeah, that's it for Harry Potter World, really. I could talk for a lot longer about it. I think I've already recorded like 4 of these. I think this is number 4. So I'm very sorry for anyone who hates Harry Potter. But really, if you do, you shouldn't be listening to this. So yeah. next big thing happening in my life is I'm watching Justin Timberlake on the 8th of April, so I'll probably do an audio boo then about that. Okay. Yeah.